It was as if I hadn't been to school, really. And all of a sudden, you're put back into write an essay and help. I really didn't know where to start. The thought of having to keep something to numbers was very scary.
How do I write 3,000 words? Where do I start? What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? Panic stricken.
So, you've landed up at university and you've been given your first assignment. Now, if you're anything like me, you haven't written an essay since school. Suddenly, you find yourself with a 3,000-word assignment and you don't even understand the question. And don't even mention that deadline. So, if you don't know your bibliography from your references, and the last time you were in a library was to borrow the latest Danielle Steele, this podcast is for you. Together with the Writing Essays podcast, we're here to make assignments simple, with plenty of handy tips and hints to save you time and worry.
This podcast is about planning essays and assignments. Written assignments are an important part of university education. On many courses, essays are a major component of the marks you receive.
Essays are a really important means by which we ask students to demonstrate that they can bring together their thoughts and their views with the related evidence and research to actually address a question, and to do that in a systematic and in a structured way, which I think is really important.
Like many students, you probably find the thought of sitting down to write your first assignment pretty intimidating. But, as you'll hear, the writing part comes quite late in the process. This podcast focuses on the planning stage. It includes advice on
reading the question,
decoding essay questions,
researching your material,
structuring,
and preparing your outline. First, we're going to look at reading the question. You'll often hear the advice, read the question. And with assignment topics, this is crucial. But what does it mean?
Not surprisingly, the first thing to think about is, what does the question actually ask you to do? For example, does it ask you to discuss something?
This means you need to put the case for and against a proposition and end with some statement of your own position.
Does it ask you to compare things?
This means you need to list, in an extended way, points of similarity between two or more subjects.
Perhaps it asks you to contrast.
This means you need to list points of difference between two or more subjects.
Or even consider or evaluate.
This means you need to describe the subject and say how effective you think it is.
And finally, it might ask you to summarise.
This means you need to put together all you know about a topic. But what if your assignment title is just a general one? Say, for example, you have a title like public transport.
For an assignment like this, you need a definition. So you need to explain what public transport is.
Then you need to explain the advantages. What are the advantages of public transport?
And of course, you need to outline the problems. What problems are caused by public transport? What are the problems with public transport?
And finally, you need to give your opinion, in this case, about public transport. Do you think it should be expanded, subsidised, or abolished altogether?
So, pull it all together. You've got definition, advantages, problems, and your opinion. These four components need to form part of any general essay, whatever standpoint you want to take.
If you're tackling a general essay, I think it's the same if you're tackling any particular essay. It's about, first of all, be clear about the question. Read the question. It's a bit of a comprehension exercise, really. Undertaking the background research, the background reading, look at the sources, whether you were looking at car mechanics or wound healing, it's understanding and looking at the literature behind that. Being really clear about the points you want to make in your answer, and then planning and structuring how you present that argument.
Any university assignment will need some research on which to base your answer. So once you've read the question and think that you've understood it, you can start thinking about doing your research. But in order to do that effectively, you'll need to be certain what the question is asking you to do.
In a moment, you'll hear an example of an essay question. Just jot it down, then we'll explain how to decode it. Here's the question.
Mentally disordered offenders should be the responsibility of health rather than the criminal justice system. Discuss.
What does this question ask you to do? First, put a box around the activity words. In our question, it's discuss. So the first thing to do is to underline the key things which the question asks you to discuss.
OK, with luck, you probably spotted mentally disordered offenders, responsibility, health, criminal justice system.
Now glance back at the words which aren't underlined. Does it make a difference if you include them? That little word should makes a big difference to the meaning.
Before you go any further, have you checked any guidelines you've been given? These might include important bits of information you need to know. How long should the assignment be? What's the deadline? How should it be presented? What about referencing? Check out the module handbook. It should explain all this clearly. If you do have any questions, though, just check with your tutor.
In this section, we're going to look at doing the research for your assignment, so it's time to think about the material you'll need. Keep your assignment question in mind as you start to make your selections.
If you lack clarity about the question you're trying to answer, you'll end up answering absolutely everything, and therefore actually nothing, and it won't address the question.
When it comes to research, the place to start is with basic reading. This involves making sure you have any material which your tutor will expect you to have handy. That might include things like lecture notes, handouts, and any relevant chapters in your core texts.
In any module handbook, we will give a set of indicative reading, and that's literally just an indication of what you might want to start with. Then you need to look at the more specific reading around that, but the indicative reading indicated in the handbooks is always just the minimum.
When you're familiar with the basics, you should move on to the more detailed texts.
We may indicate a particular chapter in a book, but that's only a starter because that should lead you on to more specific sources. And out of just the reading that you do, you might find other sources that you want to follow up. So say you're doing an essay on leg ulcers, you might find two or three sources, which then lead you on to a whole wealth of literature. It's almost like a detective process. It is about seeking out the best evidence that you can.
This would be things like articles in journals, other texts referred to by your lecturer, and any references in handouts and core texts.
Remember to be selective. Keep the question in mind and check that the material you read and note down is relevant to it.
You do need to be selective about what you're going to focus on and read. I think from our point of view, we'd be encouraging students as they go through their programme to focus on the more high quality research. So actually, if you've got a choice between reading something in Hello and reading something in the British Journal of Nursing, we might encourage you to go to the British Journal of Nursing. So it is about being clear about, in terms of the question you're being asked, what the form of evidence is that you're searching for.
You might want to look at the sections in your course handbook about active reading, taking notes and gathering information. They're also on the website.
So you've researched your assignment and collected your material. Now you're ready to begin putting an outline together. You'll need to plan your essay to give it a coherent and logical structure. There are lots of ways of doing this. We've selected three methods that might help.
The first technique is called mind mapping. You might find mind mapping helpful if you're a visual learner, or maybe you just like doodling. It involves writing down all your ideas randomly on a large sheet of paper. You can use linking lines, shapes, and colours to see how your ideas relate to each other and how they might be connected. It helps you organise your ideas and come up with new ones in a very visual way.
We do quite a lot of work with students to help them think about their learning styles, and some people are very definitely visual learners and they'll do spider diagrams and mind maps. And for some people that just absolutely, the penny drops at that point in terms of how they map out the questions that they want to look at and what leads from one point to another. Whatever method helps them learn best.
There's more information about mind mapping in your student handbook and on the website.
The second method is preparing a grid of pros and cons. Draw up a grid listing each aspect of your question with two columns, plus and minus. As your reading uncovers facts that support the different size of the argument, note the reference in the appropriate square. You can use colour coding and arrows to connect ideas and findings.
Finally, some prefer to use index cards. Firstly, you've just got to write a separate card for each key word. Then add important phrases, quotations and cross-references to your notes. Then try arranging the cards in various sequences until you find the one that seems to work best. When you're happy with the order, just number the cards.
Having organised the content of your assignment, you might think that you're ready to begin writing, but you're not quite ready yet. Before you start writing, you need to draw up some outlines. If you work with mind mapping software, you can click a button to convert a mind map to an outline.
Now it's time to remember the advice I gave you at the very beginning.
Read the question.
Then start thinking about how you'll present the material to answer the question. The best way to do this is by writing an outline, which lists the main points you want to make, plus any secondary points. Imagine you've been asked to write a case study style assignment about a person with diabetes. What would the outline look like?
First, you'll have an introduction, which introduces the topic and sets out what you intend to explore in your assignment.
Next, section one will focus on the case history of the person. It would include information on the person, their health and well-being, their work and lifestyle. So the focus of section one is the person.
In section two, you would focus on the condition. So this section would include information on anatomy and physiology and answer questions like, what is diabetes? What causes it? What are its physical and psychosocial effects? So this section would focus on diabetes.
The purpose of the third section is to draw together what you've put in sections one and two, and to use the information to consider the person's care and treatment. So you'd cover things like how they will adjust to their diagnosis and manage their long-term care.
And finally, you'll have your conclusion where you'll summarise your findings. What you'll need to do at this point is to go back and look at your original question. Will your conclusions answer that question, or have you lost the plot somewhere?
All assignments need to have a clear and logical structure like this. Basically, you just follow these simple rules. Make sure your essay has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Or, to put it another way, tell them what you're going to say, say it, and then tell them you said it.
There are lots of ways you can organise your ideas, depending on the topic. Here are some suggestions.
From simple to complex.
From ancient to modern.
From specific to general.
From ineffective to effective. By now, you may feel you're really ready to get started, but before you begin the actual writing, it's worth taking a critical look over your first outline. Is it organised in a way which will answer your assignment and say everything you need it to?
Have you mentioned all the facts you meant to include? Have you got them in a logical sequence? Have you listed your points in a way that will make your case convincingly? The module handbooks contain a lot of useful guidance about required assignments and how you should present them. And don't forget, you can always ask your tutors too.
So, that's how to plan your essay. We hope you found it useful. Your next step should be to print out and work through the study guide, Writing Effectively. Then listen to the Writing Essays podcast, where we explain the writing process in more detail.
There are further helpful tips about writing essays in the section on excellent essays on www.arts.net.
This podcast has been a production of the University of Southampton. The presenters were Alan Brown and Vicky Sherwin.
The producer was Jackie Kerthoys.